That's a car coming. That's another car coming. Actually, maybe I can go the other way here. It'll be a good Bay Bridge kind of day. I guess this precludes me from making the stop I was going to make to buy stuff. Ah, whatever, I don't need that shit. Two right lanes must turn right, okay? I will not. Why? No. Turn this fucking shit off. Oh, yeah. The CPAPs. love these fucking guys.
We let the audience have a voice in this, and they overwhelmingly preferred Vanna because her eye-hand coordination was excellent, and she could get the letter turned faster than the other two women. So that meant the viewers could play the game faster. They weren't waiting for that walk down the puzzle board to get the letter turned.
She made it look easy.
Yeah, she made it look easily. It's the way she walked back and forth along the puzzle board.
Okay.
It made it look very easy. And then, you know, Vanna, she was just desperate. If she hadn't have gotten a wheel job, she was prepared to, you know, check it all and go back to her hometown.
Yeah. So this is kind of her last shot?
Yeah. And
wow.
She had been in Hollywood and she was, you know, waiting tables and taking odd modeling jobs and things like that. And
how odd?
So she had paid her dues and she has never lost sight of the fact of where she came from. She came from a poor family. And so she really appreciates everything that she has, and she genuinely likes people. And she's never lost that.
Unlike you, you shitbag.
She's worth millions now.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she's exactly the same.
That's what I was going to say. She seems to be the same person in private as she is on television.
She is, and the audience sees that. The audience really recognizes that.
My only story that's even remotely connected to Vanna White was I used to own a recording studio, and one of my locations was in a big video center in Phoenix, and they shot some episodes of Wheel of Fortune on the soundstage there one time, and Vanna came in, and the receptionist was a lovely older woman who had a Polish name, I'm not sure, but it had a whole bunch of, you know, like five consonants in a row, you know, and Vanna looks at her nameplate and says, "You need to buy a vowel." that story just went around the whole thing. Everybody thought she was so charming. So, that was then, and now it's now. How did you end up in Hawaii? That's a long ways from Los Angeles.
Yes, but I've been coming to Hawaii since I was a kid.
Really?
And I always wanted to live here.
You finished this fucking story. I don't know how it fucking ties into horses.
Social business consumes your entire life. And I just wanted to do something else. And I thought, well, before I get too old, I better get started on my second career.
So were horses always an interest, even when
Yes, as my mother said, the only thing you never got as a child was a horse.
That's kind of like me. and so now we're acting out our childhood
It's a second career.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't
love
of horses.
This is, I'm just going to have to keep talking to you for another 5 minutes, aren't I? Well, great.
Else, because you're involved in horse rescue. In fact, you have a beautiful place here called the Circle J Horse Sanctuary, which is like a little slice of horsey heaven, I'm sure, for as many horses as you can cram onto that. Why horse rescue?
I didn't originally intend to do horse rescue. I wanted to have a dude ranch, because that would be sort of a show business connection, entertaining people, make sure they have a time, etc. But then 9/11 happened, and Mauna Kea Hotel closed their stable down, and all the good horses they sold. And there were a handful of old horses that I had over the years when I was coming on vacation. And these horses were going to go to the zoo for lion food.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, I guess I better take these horses. I didn't know anything about, really, what I'm doing now. I didn't have a clue, but I took the horses and, you know, I started really an intense study of nutrition, diet, what horses need. That's how I went to met Dr. Miller. I went to his seminars. I attended every horse conference, expo, event that I possibly could to, you know, get my learning curve up.
It's a life that has, I'm sure, lots of good moments, but it's also a life that has its share of heartache.
Yeah, these horses that have been damaged, the damage can be so varied. Sometimes it's emotional damage, sometimes it's physical damage, sometimes it's a combination of those two, and it's pure.
Horse damage. You gotta get horse armor for that thing. Keep it safe.
It's from off.
Sensitive, intelligent creature, and it's put in a pasture by itself.
No
so
stimulation.
It has no stimulation. Mm. And you can just see these horses begin to blank out.
Mm.
And they eat and you know, and then they go downhill. A horse needs another horse. A horse also needs room. In wild Mustangs travel 20 miles a day. And we can find our horses frequently for 12.
Yeah.
And then we wonder what enormous health is in all areas. And why they get tempered.
I couldn't agree
with that. Military is about to take over the entire state.
The drug use in that band when they were on tour supporting this song was so crazy that all the members felt, if we don't stop this thing, we're going to be dead. This is House of Pain now. Jump around. Live 105.
Except they were together for like fucking 3 more albums after this.
Selena Gomez hitting the chart at number 33 with Good For You. This is not Ryan Seacrest. It's Demi Lovato, guest DJ for the weekend.
What?
In honor of my brand new single that just dropped last week. But enough about me. I want to hear from
is
you.
Is nothing
guys
sacred?
So let's take another fan question right after another hit.
Audio production.
How dare you sully the name of the top 40 by letting an artist host it. An artist that might be on the countdown. How am I supposed to trust this countdown? Oh.
Amazing, but I never took... I never took beats like... The whole reason the AZ happened was kind of a mistake. He like came to my house for me to do a mixtape for him, and he like fought me for the beat. And then
he fought Nas in the front of this video, y'all on the floor, hustling.
I never took beats serious until the drama thing happened, because I was like, if I can't do mixtapes, what am I gonna do? And I was like, yeah, I make beats, but no one cares. I was like, let me make an album, and it's my business card. So from day one, my albums were all about being a business card. Like, I used to get phone calls. Yo, Freeway called me, and I didn't even know him. He's like, yo, it's Free. I'm like, Free who?
Is that Free? Who's this?
Nah, he was like, Mad Calm. He's like, yo, it's Free. I'm like, Free who? He's like, Freeway. I was like, what's up, bro? He's like, I heard you doing an album. I was like, yeah. He's like, can I get on it? Because, you know, everybody knew me from doing Shade 45 and doing mixtapes and all that. But the next thing he said, he goes, who's doing the beats? I'm like, me? And he's like, oh, I didn't know you did beats. Like, I always remember that conversation. No one really did.
Right.
So my first album was a business card. The second album, things started to pop off. I had the MOP Jadakiss record that was big.
That's the one where you sampled.
New Jack City. Yeah, I sampled it. I sampled it. I ain't signed to them no more. No, shout out to Brick Records.
New Jack City.
But the third album, I had the Wild Ape on B record. Like, yeah. I started, every album was another step up. Fourth album, I signed to Duck Down. I've been with Duck Down since. And every, you know, the fourth album, I had the Mac Miller single, the Freddie Gibbs and Big Crit single. The next album was Extended Play, which that's when things started to, this is when me and Joey were really locked in. This is when Bird's Eye View, Black Thought had like the verse of the year. Mm-hmm. The next album is What Goes Around. Black Thought had the verse of the year again.
Well, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about Black Thought.
We're going to talk about Black Thought because there's a record called Crystal Clear featuring Royce da 5'9".
Right.
Okay. And
Royce was mad.
Listen, MCs won't ever really admit, it's rare when an MC will say, yo, I got killed.
Yo, Action was very upset with me. If you don't know what's on, what's on this record called The Imperial, on What Goes Around. Action came through, laid his verse. You know, it was like a funny Action verse. He just doing his thing. It's not like, and you know, Action goes in when he wants to, but this is more like a, it was like kind of a laid back verse, classic verse. I loved it. His first line was, yo, it's the rap Scott Disick, right, which is an amazing line. But then, you know, Royce came in after him and Royce went in. Don't get it twisted, Royce went in. And I was like, all right, this record's going somewhere. And Black Dot hit me like, yo, you got to send me something for this album. So I sent it to Black Dot, and he's like, I'm ready, like, come through whenever. And I think I was on tour, it was the same thing, like, right now. I literally just got off a flight from Brussels. And I think it was the same situation. I landed at JFK Airport, and Black Dot's like, yo, you got to come today. Like, it's the only day I can do it. Yo, the cab was $358 to his house in Jersey. I get out, I go inside, and he's like, you ready? I'm like, yeah. I pull out this bullshit USB mic, plug it in my computer, and he's like, you sure that mic's going to be okay? I'm like, bro, let's just do it. We got to get it done. He spit it one take, 52 bars. And I was like, yo, how did he just, like, outdo Bird's Eye View? Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't even believe what I was hearing. And that came out. And I guess Royce waited a year to tell me that he wasn't too happy with me because Black Thought just, like, actually went, told me immediately. He's like, bro, how you do that to me? Like, you just put Royce and Black Thought after me and didn't tell me. I'm like, I'm sorry. But, yo, Black Thought went so in on this.
He killed Royce with a USB mic?
See, you just made it work. Listen, Royce had crazy lines on it. So, anyway, that being said,
happy belated birthday to Royce.
Yeah, shout out to Royce, man. I know Royce back to my my struggle rap days in Boston. Like, Royce used to record in my bathroom, like, way back. Like, I'm talking, I've known Royce for a long time. And, you know, I watched him go from the Shady to Koch to mixtapes back up to the top. And now look at him, man. It's amazing. He, you know, him and M have such an amazing catalog together now, and Slaughterhouse and all that. I really watched Royce go from the top to the bottom, back to all the way to the top, and he's still there.
I've been an A-plus guy all the way.
And you know what? Me and him destroyed a lot of Bacardi and a lot of Patron along the way. And this song is about him, really, as much as he goes in, it's about him talking about sobriety.
Yeah, sober.
And he says a lot of lines in the song that, like, really influenced my life at this point where, like, you know, I already said a couple times, I got a baby coming and I'm going to, like, really slow down, especially around the baby. I'm not going to go, like, sober, like Royce da 5'9 sober, but I'm gonna slow down a lot. So when some of the shit he says in the song is, like, it's, like, 10 level entendres. Like, he's just saying crazy shit. But the reason we brought up the Black Dot thing is because he says when Static Selector, basically he says Static gotta call the church to talk to me, and I'm gonna tell the preacher to tell him last time Black Dot killed me, man.
Yeah.
And it's like
amazing. It's amazing line. You gotta hear it. He don't do it justice.
That being said, this is my Black Dot on this album. Like, because a lot of people are asking me why ain't Black Thought an album. I have a song. It's two verses, two hooks, full Black Thought song, and we both mutually agreed not to put it on the album. And you know, I think it's going to be on his album.
Okay.
But we did do a record for it. We just didn't feel like it was appropriate for the timing didn't get done in time, and the mixing, we wanted to really get it. But I have it. I own the record. We're going to get it out someday, but Royce really filled that gap on this album, and Royce just went in, man. So shout out to Royce.
That's dope. Listen, man, before we get into that record, and that record is called Crystal Clear,
yeah,
and then we're going to sign off. You know, I'm Rob Martin.
I sign off. I got 2 more hours left of my show,
bro. Well, I'm going to sign off, bro, because, you know.
Go back to MTV.
I got to go back to MTV, all right? I got some news
go
to
back
report.
To clean fucking TV where you can't say
listen,
fuck.
Listen, you wasn't saying none of that shit when you was on Rap Fix Live DJing the year end.
Because if I swore, you'd have me back right, at, you had me across the street.
It's a classic episode. Come on, man. Don't act like you don't love me. Listen. I want to do something, though. Speaking of Rap Fix Live, speaking of MTV, when we talk about putting each other's on to MCs, this is a talented MC that we caught on early. I think you saw him on Rap Fix Live.
Yeah, first time I heard him.
And played his record on Shade 4-5. So this is somebody I put you on. So can I take credit for this?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yo, my man Kane, man. What up, Kane?
What's up, man? Happy to be here, man. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Kane made the album.
I don't think Kane understands why he made the album.
I don't.
He's on a song on the album with CJ Fly and Talib Kweli.
Called Scratch Off.
Yeah. And one night,
scratch off, it was like, in, he had a problem.
It was like 4 in the morning, right? Twisted online, just going through Twitter, all this bullshit. Just like, about to go to bed. It was mad late. And Kane, like, I don't know if he, I don't even think he sent it to me. I think I just saw it on my timeline. I clicked on something and I was like, yo, this kid, like, is going in. And, you know, he came to my show at South by Southwest and really killed it. And I've been watching him for a while. And I was just like, you know what? I'm in that mood. I was like, yo, I'm going to send you something for my album, bro. Like, do your thing. And that's very rare. Like, 20...
Yeah, you ain't calling me for it, bro.
20 people a day were asking me to be on this album. Like, literally. And, you know, I was like, you know what? I think the kid Kane earned it, and he goes in. So, it's one of those things that I, you know...
All right.
You earned it, bro. Go in, man.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
So, this is what we want to do. Before we get into the last joint, Crystal Clear, we're talking about bars, we're talking about MCs. Kane, you got a quick 16 for us, and then we go right into the song?
Yeah.
Kane, what we got, man?
I'm beginning to win a lot to let momentum stop. I'ma ride it till it's sitting on cinder blocks. I'm sending shots to anyone in the top, the middle, cause when I drop, I got the game interlocked and my wins are not. Stay dressed for the funeral service. I'm suited for murder. The hottest dude that Lucifer heard of. I'm moving up further. Lou coming through with a burner. And your baby want a spoon cause I'm smoother than Gerber. Man, who would've thought? Other than me, all these people would've gone and took a loving in me. Ain't none of it free. I wasn't rolling the dice, but funny when it's your dream, they think it happened overnight. Hold tight, the ride's getting realer than ever. Head spinning like propelling into the fella that many thought I would never develop into whatever. You Eddie in red leather, if you thinking I'm a letter, better know it. Kane is the name.
Damn, DMV, I got one. Lucky 7 in stores now, Static Selector. I've been Rob Markman, your host for Show Off Radio. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to MTV, man.
Word, man.
Crystal
Clear. Rob, it's an honor, bro. Royce the 5'9", man. Shout out to that dude, man. Shout out the whole Shady fam. And, yeah, man, Lucky 7 in stores now.
Bars.
Static Selector.
What's up, niggas? Man, let's fuck around. Let me get my phone, see what I got, okay? Do some shit like this.
Population where I be is zero. If there's a prison out there that could fit me, I could stay. I copulate with her if she is zeal. Long as she don't gossip, I'm getting saved by the bell. You know that sloppy face, that's a crooked occupation. I'm wearing a crooked Ferragamo belt. I'm looking for Tatiana Ali to get my jockey straight. I'm glad I got sober. I was out here about to marry all the bitches. Busted doctor said I nearly almost did it. 5'9 is underrated. That's such an understatement. Fuck, man, I might as well bury all the critics. Instead of buying chains, I'd rather buy a chain of Wingstops. Don't compare me to these lames, please stop. I'll shoot up a venue with a metaphor about myself. The marquee say the name makes the marquee pop. Blocka, blocka player, listen here. I ain't here to play no games with you. I'll end your career like a meniscus tear. I'm the same nigga, trying to change, look. All I did was stop drinking. That's when I found out that I was rich as beer. I don't got too many memories of this industry. Just bits and pieces of beef and me driving my whipping pair. Like, skirt. Decisions being made by the best ever. Respect the lyrics or the BMW Stretch 7. The choice is yours. We just formed a new brotherhood called to cut you off a nothing crew. And yes, we opened the road with less brethren. When Static Selected decided gonna let you have it and call me for a verse, he'll have to call to pay for the church. When it rang, I probably left the rep and grab it like, hey, tell him last time Black Thought killed me, man. Real niggas doing real shit this year. Ain't shit changed with the different spaceships did. It ain't a real bitch alive who can resist this year. Even fakes can see this real here, crystal clear. Yeah, real niggas doing real shit this year. Pop off at me don't mean you won the fight. It just mean that you win the fight. Probably don't even want to fight. Swinging at the fire last. Nigga violated, got invited to a bottle bash. With us, you in a bit of denial, thinking we won't link. But you, I tint the window on the Lincoln 2. Through the Lincoln 2, all you linking the bio ass niggas. And I might even hire hitters. Trade your last tweeting for your last beating. Get them bad people orders to smoke everything living in the name of your fire ass Twitter. The wolves got my back right. And we glad y'all shining. Let me repeat, we glad y'all shining. But this year we got the softest group of artists in the history of blues. R&B soul for y'all to be so willing to be so blast off honest. With Black pride, I'ma stop.
made a whole career off of survival for millions to see. A nigga with a bottle, some will and some brilliance, some beats for fulfillment, some children for peace. I spent at least 10 years drunk, trying to do the impossible, which is try to walk on water and not sink. And that's when I experienced the deep. That's something that I won't forget. Now I can lead millions to see while I'm soaking wet. God made y'all in the image of SpongeBob, so I gotta ask y'all, did it soaking yet? I'm the top dog, and without the scissors, I split up your spitters. I feel like I'm Kendrick Winnie, they control, cause I'm heartless. My soul beside it all the way took over. I'm searching for artists to destroy, to fill the void in my hollow trophy chest. But that's fam, not associates. I'm so focused that last night, I swear to God, I had a dream that I told Beyonce no. Yes, no BS. Trying to go to war with me is like messing with the Soviets. The lesson here is loud and clear. You wrestle with the stone is lit. You hug your way to hell, but you ain't holding shit. Real niggas doing real shit to shit. Ain't shit changed with the different spaceships to stick. It ain't a real bitch alive who can resist this year. Even face can see this real here crystal clear. Yeah, real niggas doing real shit to shit.
Sammy Needles. Sammy Needles in the mix. I got a real special mix for you this week. I'm going to be dropping some classics you know, some you may not, some newer records, and the records that they were sampled from Iron Man. I'm rocking for the next hour, so keep it locked right here. Sammy Needles in the mix. Let's go.
Mixing songs into the songs that sampled those songs is like kind of an easy trick, but it's super effective. I always enjoy it.
Business into the shit can turn your friends against you, but you was a real nigga. I can sense it in you.
I still remember it. What if you were the car that you went through that fucked up? But I'll never forget the shit you've been through. And I'ma do whatever it takes to convince you. Cause you my nigga died. Easy, I'm still with you. Same with me, nigga, I miss you. And that's just being real with you. To see the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Snoop is. And who I'm still cool with. Then I got these fake ass niggas I first flew with. Claiming they never fired me. Talking like they never knew. Spit venom in interviews. Speaking on the interviews. Humans did talk shit. We can do this. Until then, I ain't even speaking your name. Just keep my name out of your mouth. And we can keep it the same, nigga. It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the rumors. It's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference. What's the difference between me?
Oh, with you, boy. You think a little, you're incomplete. What's wrong with you? You can't compete. Don't let your lips to tell me they can't stand on the road and play and push a man. What you got to do with yourself? Can't you be somebody else? Look at you, describe to a team. You're a fool of me and society. I know some more, I shall go on and continue and push on. Turn around and abuse her. Only a fool as a spot by the top. Here's another one who's over the top. Gonna make it short, gonna make it quick. But this situation makes me sick. And see your brother man with a female. This crazy ego trying to show you for real. In any situation later, like suicide, emotions run free. Nothing he will hide. Why remember one thing? And also respect. The young man aggravated, grabbed her back and smacked her. The girl just laughed and laughed and laughed at her. He felt ashamed for what he had done and looked like a fool to everyone. These are three stories of the naked city. Reality is sometimes a tiny. Like rocks going from the twilight zone. Earth to your brain. Is anyone home? I see you there. Try to make a man. Try to make some friends. But now I'm scoring. Want to know that I just wrote. Stay afloat on the reality boat.
Sammy, now Sammy.
Try to avoid the description of
just like driving super fucking fast and would have rear-ended a guy had he not fucking swerved into another fucking lane. And he's still fucking bob and weave through traffic that is going a good 15 miles slower than he and him. Dick. The fucking worst.
Yeah. the cheese, looking for the text. In the big blue, in search of the skin, grinning and laughing, laughing and grinning.
This one could be fun because you could go from this to fucking Habba Glabba tripping and out to fucking Regulate if you really wanted to.
Hollywood niggas put it down for this hype shit. You see me, shit is hot. Never seen before. Heard before the uncle roar. I'm not concerned. Never seen before. Heard before the uncle roar. I'm not concerned. Non-embarrassment. Second. Now I'm back with the flyers material. Mike Doc can dub the grand and deal. My mic's deadly. So I scratch off the cereal and stash it. Until I have to kill, I will. Keep it moving. This is being the flesh. There's no illusion. Fuck around against my conclusions. Whatever. I'm smoking dope when it comes to rap.
Better slow down, baby. lowdown, baby. My whole team catch a lowdown, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. Sit on my chest, with colors like a Care Bear. All against you, Sam, hopping out the van. You wasn't there, now you trying to show face. Fuck around, be a cold case. Chrome skates on the old day. Remote control chain, promote those to the veins. Poe Jays, hoes and Rose Lane. East States over gold plate. Stone listening in the cold play. Shit, you need to slow down, baby. My whole team catch them low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. Long knife by the spinal, built like a rhino. Push the 635 to the final. Pearl, what you sipping in your sinus? The finest, the shinest, demolished by my dick. 1 year, from Queens to the top. Cream of the crop, serve a fiend out my sock. 5 minutes, then they lean like drop. Now they spinning through the furnace like the seed from a rock. High spinach like a doomsday rubber. Every Sunday in my Tuesday leather. Now my beard looks like Uday and Crusade. Play a pool on a cool day. Shit. You need to slow down, baby. My whole team can't slow down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, slow down, baby.
Got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
bitch ain't one. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Folks that wanted to make sure my cat.
Who could have foreseen this song would be next?
From the hood, stupid, what type of facts to those? You celebrate the minute you was having no. I'm like, for critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast low. I got beef with radio, but I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a shit. So, rap man's trying to use my black ass. So advertisers can give them more cash for ass fuckers. I don't know what you take me as. Or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from the rest, richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense of trying to put it.
Now, once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. Now, this was not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense
trying to push it. I try to ignore, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just none of a farm.
You can do that shit with Jay-Z songs all day.
But wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. The only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping in. He and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And then I go trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Beans on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. Or because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweet but I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds, but the bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. I got 99 pounds and bitch ain't one. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
Sammy Needle. Sammy Needle, you know what I'm saying?
That is just uncalled for.
Add a little sugar, honeysuckle in, a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't miss with a dozen roses. Such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you. These are the makings of you. It is true, the makings of you.
Guys later. Tomorrow's Friday, right? Right? It's all a blur.